Hello, my name is Joshua Correa. Welcome to Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle, brought to you by Cap'n. Let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts to receive your word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, we're going to hear from Mark chapter 14, verses 22 through 26. While they were eating, he took bread, set the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Now, I'd like to see where the Last Supper is foretold in the Old Testament, and that's in the book of Exodus and the book of Jeremiah. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, we hear, "But the blood will mark the house where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you." And now we turn to Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 32. "The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their fathers, the day I took them by the hand to lead them forth from the land of Egypt. For they broke my covenant, and I had to show myself their master, says the Lord." Now I want to turn to the Catechism, paragraph 1334. In the Old Covenant, bread and wine were offered in sacrifice among the first fruits of the earth as a sign of grateful acknowledgement to the Creator, but they also received a new significance in the context of the Exodus. The unleavened bread that Israel eats every year at Passover commemorates the haste of the departure that liberated them from Egypt. The remembrance of the manna in the desert will always recall to Israel that it lives by the bread of the Word of God. Their daily bread is the fruit of the promised land, the pledge of God's faithfulness to His promises. The cup of blessing at the end of the Jewish Passover meal adds to the festive joy of wine an eschatological dimension, the messianic expectation of the rebuilding of Jerusalem. When Jesus instituted the Eucharist, he gave a new and definitive meaning to the blessing of the bread and the cup. Now, I'll admit, there was a time whenever I actually doubted what the church teaches about the Eucharist. And this was during my college years, and one thing that really helped me, I actually had a very strong reversion. I came back to the faith, and it was by listening to Catholic radio. I listened a lot to Mother Angelica and a lot of EWTN, Catholic Answers, things of that sort that really helped me. And I also read some good theology books, and I started digging into sacred scripture, seeing where the Eucharist is called out. I want to encourage anyone, if you have doubts about the Eucharist, to talk to your parish priest, ask him questions, and let him help you through those doubts. I also want to encourage frequent confession so that you're properly disposed to receive the Eucharist. Now, we have to remember that our bodies are temples, and we want our temples to be in good order to receive the Eucharistic Lord. And in doing so, Christ Himself nourishes us so that we can set the world on fire with the love of God. Thank you for joining us. May God bless and keep you.